brothers and sisters in Christ, let's hear the words of our Lord as he invites us to come and eat and drink at his holy table. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 to 29. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." We heard this evening of a father with faltering, frail and fragile faith. "If you can, I believe, help my unbelief." And we've seen this evening that the answer to that father's faith, unbelief, was not found in himself, but outside of himself in the person of Jesus Christ. True faith, steadfast faith, certain faith was kindled in him when he looked to Jesus, when he looked to the only person who could help him. His faith was born out of helplessness and placed in the only person who could help. And how did Jesus help his faith? He showed him his death and resurrection power. Jesus showed him something outside of himself in order to strengthen something inside himself. And that is what we have here in the Lord's Supper this evening. Jesus commands us to take actual physical bread and to eat it. He asks us, commands us, to take actual physical wine and to drink it. In other words, he asks us to take something that exists outside of us and put it inside us in order to strengthen our faith. The bread symbolizes Christ's body broken for us. The wine symbolizes his blood shed for us. And what Jesus did for us in these symbols is outside of us. And that is where our hope lies as sinners who have broken his holy laws. It lies in his death and resurrection. It's also where our assurance lies as believers, as people of faltering, frail, fragile faith. Because let's be honest, who of us here can get to the end of a week? Who of us got to the end of last week and said, "You know what? My faith was pretty amazing last week. I prayed really well. I obeyed everything I read in the Bible. I had a good week with my faith." Now, if we're honest, we're a bit like that father, aren't we? Believing, but unbelieving. Loving God, but still loving sin. Trusting in God, but we trust in ourselves. That's what we're really like. And God says to us this evening, "Come. Come and eat. Come and drink. Come and take something that's outside of you as a reassurance that I love you, that I forgive you." He doesn't ask us to improve ourselves. He doesn't ask us to fix our faith before we come. He says to us, "This is a means of grace to strengthen your faith." Listen to the words of Matthew again. "Drink of this cup, all of you," said Jesus, "for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins, for the forgiveness of an imperfect faith." There's the answer to our weak, stumbling faith, Christ's body and blood. And God says to us this evening, "Come, faltering, frail, fragile saint, come. Come and eat. Come and drink. Come and put into you something that is outside of you. Come and nourish yourself on your Savior." That's what the Lord's Supper is. It is a means of grace for Christians who falter all week long. people who are baptized, people who are members of Christ's church, if that is you, then come and eat, come and drink this evening. If you're not a Christian, if you're not baptized or a member of a church, then just let the elements pass by. But as we come to enjoy this meal, let us pray. God of glory, you are majestic in holiness, and in the presence of your holiness, we are so aware of our unworthiness. We are aware of our own weakness, just like this faltering father. We are full of sin, Father, from head to toe, and we deserve nothing but your just condemnation. Yet you're the God of love, and in your love you sent your Son to appease your wrath. We rejoice in this great truth that before we loved you, you loved us and provided a way to forgive us from all our sins. So, Father, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given, and we celebrate with joy the forgiveness of sins that Jesus has won for us. As we participate in this simple meal, help us by your Holy Spirit to feed upon your Son in our hearts by faith, and so nourish our faith, we pray. Grant us to know the blessing of sins forgiven. Accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim your Son, crucified and risen. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.